Good morning, Overwatch fans, and thanks for tuning in to this special episode of The Payload. This past week, the yet unnamed San Francisco-based Overwatch League franchise, owned by NRG, revealed their roster in a pretty awesome and star-studded fashion. Among those introduced is my guest, Sleepy. Sleepy, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me here. Happy to be here.
Thanks, man. First of all, let's just get this out of the way. Congratulations, you made it into Overwatch League, something only a few hundred players out of, what, 30 million plus now players are ever going to get to do. It has to have been a whirlwind for you this past month. How are you feeling now that everything is kind of out in the open?
I'm pretty happy and really excited for it. I'm ready to start competing. Kind of sucks that it's like a few months away until we start playing, but I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, what was it like having to kind of keep the secret that you couldn't announce? Or are you pretty good secret keeper?
I mean I probably told like a close friend or two, but you know, everyone's gonna do that because you know they're not gonna share it. But for like a month on my stream, everyone was like, what's the big news, what's the announcement? And I was like, soon guys. It was hard to keep it, but I really wanted to tell everyone.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I mean, NRG is an incredible franchise to be with. They've been a fan favorite for a long time. And obviously, San Francisco is a pretty dope place to work and live. So again, a huge congrats on that. But let's backtrack a little bit. You're in Overwatch League now, but how did you make the jump from, hey, I like gaming, to hey, I'm pretty dang good at gaming, to like, I'm going to make a bunch of money and travel the world playing video games?
So you want me to start, like, you want me to talk about like how I came up to San Francisco?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's your journey been like up to this point?
For Overwatch, I pretty much started about a year ago playing on small teams. I played with Kungarner for a little bit and I played with Cat5, which is now Envision. And I got my first sort of like breakthrough when I played for Tempo Storm for a few months. And then after that was when I sort of had a name for myself, had a few connections, you know, people I could talk to. And then I ended up getting a tryout for NRG at that point and proved myself from there.
Awesome. Did you play any other games before this? Like, were you pretty big?
Yeah,
gamer?
I did. I've played a lot of games before this. Nothing on the same level as Overwatch, but I played League. I got to Diamond 2. I played Counter-Strike. I played in a few ASEA leagues for that. And I also played TF2, but I was like 12, 13 years old, so... But I played all other games for quite a while.
So what made Overwatch special for you then? What made it be like, yep, this is the one?
To me, I really like it because it's a mix between like an FPS and a MOBA. And I've played an FPS and a MOBA. So just combining both of those, it was so much fun to play, like having to manage cooldowns and actually aim. And the reason I love this game so much, honestly, is Season 2, Anna. When Anna came out, dude, I love this game.
Oh,
it was,
man,
so much fun.
I hate you so much. I mean, it's just like, man, that Season 2 Anna was just insane. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those times. So when you realized and you're like making that kind of going over, you know, the similar Diamond 2, which isn't low by any means, but it's not quite like, hey, I'm going to play in the LCS. Once you've got over kind of that skill cap and into, you know, the GM level skill of Overwatch, and you started signing up for these teams, how did your mindset change at all? Did you start to practice more intentionally, or are you one of those guys who can just sit back and be like, no changes, just doing my thing?
Oh, no, for sure. Like, once I like realized like I wasn't just playing on small teams and I could actually like do something like Overwatch League level with this, I was like super dedicated, and I would, every bit of feedback I got, I would, you know, think about it for hours and practice things and like practice, or not practice, but like custom games and stuff. I would work quite extensively on stuff like that to make sure I was the best I could be.
How many hours were you putting in, if you don't mind me asking?
Scrims from about 4 to 7 hours every day. Maybe we take off like weekends. And then I also stream the game outside for around 6 hours. So roughly like 10 to 13, 14 hours every day.
Okay. I've definitely spent a lot of time on your stream. It's one of my favorites. One of my first and only subs that I've kept through like multiple months of not like going around. So I'm with you there. I love your streams. And it's perfect timing, right? To like 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's usually when I start.
It's pretty awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this roster. So NRG, you got J-Lo, Marshawn Lynch, Michael Strahan, Shaquille O'Neal announcing you guys. And then we see all the players. Have you had any experience playing with these guys previously? Are they players that you've got some experience with?
Sinatra and Dante, of course, I have played like comp with. You know, we are all pretty good friends. We're all young, so they're all pretty good friends. Baby Bay, I actually played on, like I said, I played on Kungarna originally a long time ago, like a year ago. Played with him a long time ago. We were pretty good teammates, pretty good friends. He's a really cool dude. Other than that, I haven't really played with any other people. I'm really good friends with Andre at IDQD. Me and him are pretty good friends too.
Yeah. What do you?
But that's because I.
Sorry.
That's because I played with him on NRG originally, yeah, like a month or so ago.
I mean, this roster is really sick. What are you most excited about with this roster?
I'm excited to see how we play in tournament setting, because you can always have the sickest roster, right? But if totally. They don't perform well in tournament, you know, it's kind of a flop. But I'm really excited. I think we're going to do really well.
And so it's going to be you and D-Hawk holding down the support roles, at least from what we know from the reveal video. Have you guys started talking about how you're going to be working together and what that's been like?
Me and Dak have been working together for like over 2 months now, probably a month or two, and definitely created a lot of synergy together. He's changed my play style a little bit. I've changed his play style a little bit. We work really well together, though. Things look really good with us.
Awesome. Obviously, there's a lot of trade secrecy and stuff that you can't tell me about how you guys are practicing and any other surprises we might see. But let's talk a little bit more about you. What are your personal goals going into the preseason and season one of Overwatch League?
My main goals are, obviously, I really want to win. I'm a winner. I hate losing. So,
that's good. They made a good signing there. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to win. And my personal goals outside of winning is I really want to prove myself. You know, I've been the name that no one really knows who I am. No one knows if I'm good. You know, some people do, but not everyone, obviously. And I really want to make a name for myself and show that I'm a good player and show that I'm better than what people think I am.
That's awesome. Are you stepping your preparation up to even another level now that we're going into Overwatch League?
Yeah. As a team, we are. Not just me individually, but like everyone as a team, we're practicing pretty hard for it.
Cool. What's motivating you for that then? So what's like keeping you? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm the type of guy who will play 80 hours a week of a video game and then like skip 2 weeks and then go right back into it. How do you stay motivated to stay consistent and to give your best kind of day in and day out?
For me personally, first off, this is my job, so I kind of have to.
Makes
second,
it easier.
Yeah. The fact that it's my dream job makes it that much easier. I've like, since I was young, I've always wanted to play video games professionally. Like even in Counter-Strike, League, TF2, I've always wanted to play a game professionally, because what would you want to do more than the thing you love doing every day? Play video games. Of course I would want to. And also, I just really love Overwatch. I love the game. It's easy to play the game all day because I love it.
It definitely shows. Your streams, one of the reasons that I love it so much is that you're very passionate about it. And it's very obvious, even through like the, yes, this was awesome, and the frustrating point, it's very obvious that you're very passionate about Overwatch. But Overwatch is kind of a bit of a monster of its own. So lastly, I won't keep you for too much longer. We'll make this quick and simple for you. Let's talk a little bit about the game, because there's been some concern as Overwatch League approaches that some parts of the game need to change. Are there anything respective to the games that you're worried about before Overwatch League?
You know, there's
Mercy.
Some things.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm definitely worried to see how they'll sort of patch up this Mercy stuff that they've done. You know, I can't really say much because I really don't know like what they'll do. I just hope they can find a pretty healthy balance with the game. I also do hope there's new support heroes coming in, because support meta is getting kind of stale.
They're due, right? They're the only ones that haven't.
There's been
got
a lot
one?
Of DPS players. Yeah. We got Anna a while ago, but that was right. a that while was, ago.
Yeah. So
it'd be pretty cool to get a new healer.
Do you think that they're doing a pretty good job with the frequency of patches, or do you think that that might need to be a little bit faster once we're into Overwatch League season?
I think it depends on the urgency of the patch. Obviously, with stuff like this Mercy, you know, we know it was pretty strong. So, but I think they're doing the patch pretty quick because I think it's what, like next Tuesday or something like that. Like the patch is pretty soon. It's not like it was like D.Va where it was been a problem for months and they kept it like that, or some, you know, it depends on the urgency. But I like how the pace of things have been going, in my personal opinion.
That's good, because you're going to be playing a lot of Overwatch going forward. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. So one last question for you, and then I'll let you go and get out of here. What advice do you have for people who are listening and who are aspiring to be not just a professional gamer, but a better gamer overall?
If you're really passionate about it and you really want to be good, the same thing I say on my stream all the time, play the game a lot. That's the only advice I can give, is just play the game a lot. You will get better. Watch pro players stream. Think about the things they do. Don't just watch and watch. Watch to learn. Like, look at the things they do. Think about why they do it. And play the game a lot. That's the only way you can get better, is just play the game a lot. You got to put in a lot of time.
How do you
can't be good at something you only play 5 hours a day of or something.
Right. Only 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Five hours is pretty good, probably.
Yeah. I think I can do 5 hours. How are you staying up to date with everything with Overwatch? Are you like a Reddit scroller? Are you just there all day? Are you a Discord guy? Combination?
A combination. I don't go on Reddit too often. You know, every week or so I'll check it out, see what's up on Reddit. Because Reddit has some interesting people. But Discord is usually where I hang out at. And I also, like, if you mean like terms like patches and stuff like that, yeah, Discord. I find the patches through Discord a lot.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you would like to say and put out there about kind of you? And I mean, this is your opportunity. You said in the beginning, you're probably one of the newer names to the Overwatch competitive scene. So besides me, who will immediately be buying my sleepy jersey as soon as I can get it, is there anything else that you want to say out there to the people listening?
I would like to thank my amazing agents, as Mike told me. But I'm pretty excited for all this, and I really hope I can make everyone proud, because I got people who doubt me and the people who are supporting me, and I really hope I can make everyone proud.
Well, I'm on Team Sleepy. Just want you to know that. So we're with you. Thank you so much for joining us for this brief interview. Good luck to you with Overwatch League. I hope I get to see you, shake hands with you at BlizzCon, maybe.
Yeah, I really want to go. I'm not sure. It's like a 50-50 at this point, but I really want to go.
All right. If it's there, I definitely want to say, hey, shake your hand. But besides that, make sure you go follow Sleepy everywhere that you can. He's on Twitter at maybe Sleepy. You can find his Twitter. His Twitch. What's your Twitch?
It's just Sleepy.
It's just Sleepy. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yep. I always get your Twitter and Twitch ones mixed up.
Yeah. My Twitch was different, but I recently, like a month ago, got it changed. So it's a lot easier, just Sleepy.
Awesome. So make sure to go follow him there. Stay tuned. Watch NRG. Cheer them on. Or San Francisco. Not NRG, but kind of NRG.
Yeah, San Francisco.
San Francisco this coming inaugural season. And we'll see you guys next week with a full episode of The Payload.